Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Eileen Christian, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Forbes Amaris, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by. Hi, this is Eileen Christian, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Forbes Amaris, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Okay, I don't know why that played twice, but I'm glad it did. Welcome, everyone, to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. My name is Joanne, your host, and it's long time no talk. Very excited about tonight's show. Today is May 6, 2009, and I will have members of the cast of Manhattanites with me. Eileen Christian and Forbes March will be calling in around 10:15. I'll be having director Gregory J. Martin calling in also, along, I believe, with Darnell Williams and a few other of the cast members are supposed to be calling in also. In the chat room, it's posted, ManhattanitesTheMovie.com. It is available on DVD as of today. Go to that website to purchase the DVD. I watched the movie, and it has all of your favorite daytime stars in it, plus some newbies to come along. So definitely get out there and support your soap stars. Guests in the chat room, make sure you go register with Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, you cannot participate in the chat, which is almost like the most fun part, other than getting to talk to the celebrities. I'm going to see who I have on the phone here. Let's see. I'm going to go to area code 949. Who do I have on the phone? Hello? I guess I have no one on that line. Okay, we're going to leave them alone. Okay, so for everyone that doesn't know, Manhattanites is a movie directed and directed by Gregory J. Martin and co-directed by Darnell Williams, which we all know and love from All My Children, plays Jesse Hubbard. And I'm just going to read you some members of the cast. The cast includes newcomer Tasha Guevara, Alex McCord from New York City Housewives, Matt Martini, Diana Cristobal, David Fumero, the hunkish David Fumero is also in this movie from One Life to Live, newcomer Darrell Witt, Monica Bailey from Big Brother, the second season of Big Brother, Mike Marino, Jill Larson, the fabulous Jill Larson from All My Children, is also in this film. It's based off of a soap. Better person to describe it. I'm going to bring on the phone right now the director, Gregory J. Martin. Hey, Gregory.
Hello, Joanne.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing well. Thanks for
having me. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. I wanted to get that out there before I forgot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So, we should have
Okay, who's calling in with you? I know Roger is unfortunately has bronchitis, so Roger Newcomb from We Love Subs will not be calling in tonight. Who else is going to be calling in with you?
We have a few people. I know Eileen should be calling in and Forbes.
Eileen and Forbes are both going to be calling in around 10:15.
And then we also have Jill Larson.
Okay.
Calling in and Alex McCord from The Real Housewives.
Okay.
I'm expecting Lev Gorn to call in. And I'm not sure about Darnell, Aiden, and David, but they may also be calling in. They all know to call in, so hopefully some of them have early call times in the morning because they're working on shows.
Exactly.
So it might be a little late now, but
that's okay.
Jill plans on sacrificing some shut-eye to be
oh,
honest.
Oh, she's so wonderful. Yeah, I've had her on the show before. She really is fabulous. Okay, so
and then of course
we're
Darrell
here
Witt.
From Manhattan. I'm sorry?
Darrell Witt will also be calling in.
Okay. So like everybody knows, and I told everybody to go to ManhattanNightsTheMovie.com, which is available for purchase as of today. This is the big DVD release day. Tell the listeners in the chat room all about the movie and how it came to be.
Well, it started, I did a TV pilot a few years ago, and I met Roger Newcomb, and he asked me to do a voice on the show, on his radio show called Scripts and Scruples. And so we became really good friends, and I played the character Charlie Dean on his radio show for quite a while. And then I moved to Hollywood, and I started putting my attention into directing, and he came to me and said, you know, I'd like to direct a film. Let's do something. And you know, they were obviously executive producing. He and his partner Lyle Kamner were executive producing it. And so I said, okay, what do you want to do? And at the time, I was focusing on horror films, and so we kind of played around with the idea of doing a horror. And we really weren't sure what we were going to do, but we wanted to work with daytime actors because I always work with daytime actors. And so we were kind of throwing different ideas around, and then I said, you know what, Roger, why don't we turn your radio show into a feature? And he said, okay. How would we go about doing that? And so we just kind of looked at the storylines that we had on the show, because I think the show had been on the air for at least 2 years, maybe more, maybe 3 years. And so we just kind of intertwined all the stories, and I took his basic concept, and I created the first draft of the screenplay, and I said, what do you think? And then he came back to me and said, great, and then he made all his changes, and then we collaborated on the screenplay that we have now, the film. And so then he said, okay, let's try and get some people on from the daytime world, because it had a very soapy element. The show, the radio show, is actually a radio soap opera, so it had that element. And so I just kind of looked into my contacts and saw who I could call that was in New York, that was working on a New York show, and then little by little, we just started casting, and we brought on Darnell Williams as my co-director, and then Aiden I met a while, Aiden Turner I met at some Emmy event. He was hosting a party or something, and we met, and we kind of stayed in touch, and then he introduced me to Darnell, and then we brought Darnell on, and then Darnell introduced me to Forbes, and then Roger knew Eileen from... I'm not sure where he knew her from. And then I met Alex McCord, who kind of submitted for the project. Then who came on? And then Jill. I knew Jill from I think one of the St. Jude's benefits. I met her at one of the St. Jude's benefits, and so we brought Jill on. And then I wanted we wanted Melissa Gallo to play Ashley, and you've seen the film.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Cristobal ended up playing the part, but we knew she had been involved with Juan, well, not Juan, but David, who played Juan.
Right.
And so we brought him on, and then it just kind of took off from there, and then we met Lev Gorn, who submitted for the project, and, you know, it just, that's how it all came about. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, daytime people is basically who you kind of gravitated towards. You grew up watching soaps. You coming from a family with three sisters. GH was one of your favorites, and you ended up playing on General Hospital also, a small part. So you've always kind of went towards the daytime genre.
Right. Well, General Hospital... I think is everybody's favorite show in a way. You know, it's a very, very popular show. I wouldn't say it was my personal favorite. And, you know, of course I love General Hospital and all the people over there. I did work on a few episodes and worked with lots of the actors on several of my other films. But I have to give credit where credit is due, and I have to say Another World and Santa Barbara were my favorite shows growing up. But yeah, General Hospital, you know, is a great show. I don't think we had any cast on Manhattanites that worked on General Hospital.
No, no. I'm just pointing out, I think it's fabulous that you do gravitate towards the soap world, and this, because they don't get enough credit and enough, I think, enough places to spread their wings talent-wise.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, there are some amazing actors that work on daytime today or that have worked on daytime and, you know, went on to do features. And I mean, it's an amazing world. You know, it's kind of a world in itself. You know, there's everyone knows everyone in the soap industry. And they helped. I mean, we had an amazing cast altogether. I mean, Manhattanites didn't just consist of actors from daytime. Like Alex McCord is not a daytime actor, so. Lev Gorn worked on daytime. They both worked on daytime, but I wouldn't say that they're daytime actors, but they're wonderful. Tasha Guevara, who played Hannah, was another amazing actress, stage actress in New York. She's done some television and film. And then there's Matt Martini, Diana Cristobal, and, of course, Darrell Witt, who's worked on several of my other films.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing actor. But the, you know, everyone together, you know, they kind of, all of the cast, you know, from wherever they came, whether it was stage, whether it was, you know, television, you know, primetime television or daytime television or reality, Monica Bailey, who's also from reality TV, they were just an ensemble cast, and they did some amazing things. And you know, the film I just directed my seventh feature, and they all have great, great things about them. And one of the things that I have to point out about Manhattanites is acting. You know, the acting in this film is just amazing. You know, they did an amazing job. I couldn't have been blessed with a better cast for this film.
Well, it was a great movie, and I'm really, really excited for people to actually have the chance to buy it now and actually see what everybody's capable of.
You know, I don't. You know, I want to know what you thought about the film, Joanne. Tell me.
I liked the film. I thought it was really interesting. You know, I liked how you had the characters play off of each other, and I beg to differ on that little makeup spoof thing that you said. I didn't see that at all.
Yeah.
I didn't see that at all. So just forget about that. So don't even stress over that. I thought everybody did a fabulous job. It was interesting, and it was nice to see people who I'm used to watching every single day in certain roles be somebody else. You know what I mean? So it was nice to see that. And I think most soap fans will definitely see it that way also.
Yeah, I know. One of the things that my actors in the film have always, they always seem to mention is, especially the ones who worked in daytime, that it was great to kind of step out of that world and into
mm-hmm.
the film world on the day off. We shot on
weekend. Right.
And, you know, Eileen, in particular, she kind of talked about Forbes and how they worked together on One Life to Live, and then they, you know, they played it again together on Manhattanites and completely
mm-hmm.
different characters. And so I think that was a real treat to a lot of the actors who work on daytime.
Right, right. Well, this was filmed mainly in Yonkers?
No, actually, we shot all over New York.
Okay.
So it is a true Manhattanites film. I don't think we shot anything in Yonkers. No, Yonkers is where I'm originally from.
No, I know, but I saw on the credits that there was a studio in Yonkers that you gave thanks to Pilot Studios.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was some ADR, some voiceover stuff that we.
Oh,
did.
Okay, that's right. Yeah,
Darrell
that's
Witt,
what I was looking at.
Darrell Witt, who plays the narrator. In the film, did some ADR voiceover over at the over at Primetime Studios in Yonkers.
Right. Yeah, who was also from Yonkers, and I thought that was pretty funny that the three of us ended up. And this goes to your little saying, in a city of 8 million people, are we living in mere coincidence? And what is coincidence? A coincidence is how you and I came to meet, and we are both from Yonkers. Durella's from Yonkers. And I found out today that you are actually very good friends with a friend of mine that I grew up with, Mary Poplowski.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mary and I grew up together, and we went to high school together. So, yeah, so there's your coincidence right there.
Yeah, Mary is pretty amazing. She's Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just had to throw that in there. There's our coincidences, Gregory.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, the film is all about coincidence. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you didn't know that and you watch a film, it's kind of like, yeah, sure, that's going to happen, you know, a lot of times. But you never know. I mean, if you really look at we bring everything into our lives, and you know, whatever we want or whatever we don't want, it comes to us because that's what we're calling for.
Exactly.
Whether or not. And so there's been so many times where I was walking in the city, Manhattan, of course, the best city in the entire world, and I would run into someone from, you know, from Yonkers or from some other place that I met them somewhere else, and you in a city of 8 million people, that's our whole catch line. It can happen. It does happen. And and it's amazing. I mean, 8 million people. What are the odds of running into someone? Which is one of
exactly. Well, speaking of some of your cast members, right now, what I'm going to do is I have Forbes March and Eileen Kristen on the line. I'm going to bring them both on right now. Hello, good. Forbes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. I was just running off to grab a jacket and heard you intro me.
Okay, yeah, well, now we're bringing on Eileen. Hello, my darling.
Hi, how are you?
Fine,
hey,
how are you?
Hey, Forbes.
Hey,
how you
Eileen,
doing?
How are you?
Good, very good, excellent.
Hi,
good.
Eileen, hi.
Hey,
hi,
Gregory.
Boy. Hello, thank you guys for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Greggy,
so,
happy birthday.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
They're saying happy birthday to you, Gregory.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
When
yeah,
was it actually? Is it today?
Yeah, today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Perfect day for the DVD release.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start with Eileen Forbes, if you will. Eileen, tell everybody what it was like to do this movie with Gregory, and especially working with Forbes, the way that your characters kind of like had to bounce off of each other, you know, on this movie, as to what you did on One Life to Live and stepping out of that box.
Well, it was just different types of characters and everything. You know, we're used to working well with each other, I believe, you know, even on One Life to Live. But this was a much straighter character. So I'm used to being the one with all sorts of drama and everything. But for Marilyn, most of the drama was happening outside of herself. And, I mean, she was kind of a little bit of a victim. But it was just a much straighter character. You know, she was a lawyer, a real professional person. I don't usually play real professional people.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, but here again, you know, you have to work very quickly also when you do
mm-hmm.
this kind of work. There's not a lot of time to do a lot of takes. You got to
right.
keep it moving. So, and we're used to doing that. We certainly
right.
have
well,
to do that
yeah,
ourselves.
Right. Absolutely. And Forbes, this is your first time ever getting to play a gay character. Tell everybody what that experience was like for you.
It was actually a lot. I can hear the already. It was a lot easier than I thought it was.
It wasn't.
I'm kidding, Forbes. Yeah. No, it's just, you know, the big thing is, I think it's just the build up to it. I mean, when I actually got down to it, it's just simple love, you know, I don't know what to say about that.
Why do I always do that to you?
Really
huh?
funny, though.
It was actually liberating. It was like, yeah, I can do that. And then I was like, oh, wait, I can do that. That's not good. It's great, baby.
Can I honestly?
You know, it's always very funny when you have two straight guys, you know, playing, lovers. So.
But you want to know something, and I'll say this, after seeing the film, you were extremely convincing, and I have to say it was very hot. So I have to say that, Forbes. I love you to death, but, you know, I got to be everything but, all honesty from me, and I thought it was pretty hot.
There's one scene in there, which is one of the scenes I'm most proud of my work. I was pretty, I liked how it came out. I don't know. Yeah. That's all I got.
What scene is that?
What scene is that? At the door, man.
Oh, man. That's actually one of my favorite directing scenes, too. So, it's on my director's reel.
Thank you. I liked how you paced it. You really took the time to let the scene, to let it kind of happen.
Yeah. It was a beautiful scene.
Seen it. Everybody's like, oh yeah, this is really interesting, a scene we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think is really important with this story is, you know, you get the stereotypes all the time, you know, for gay characters, and they didn't play it like people, you know, anti, you know, gay people, I guess, would imagine it to be. You know, they played it like regular guys. You know, they weren't trying to be something that.
No, it was very naturalistic.
Yeah.
It worked quite well.
You know,
it's
funny because I like doing, you know, caricatures of people, and I mean, I admit I've done the various caricatures many times, and I kind of almost thought that I was doing a caricature, that I was going a little bit too affectation-y, and then I saw it and I was like, wow, I was really holding back, wasn't I? Because I didn't do any of the limpy stuff and all that I thought I was doing. I don't know.
Well, you know what? The bottom line is that you're a natural, and you worked with a bunch of natural people, you know, and it really showed on screen the chemistry between you guys, and the scenes are done very well. And, you know, I just want everybody to go to Manhattanites.com, because it is available for purchase now. So you hear us talking about it, but we want you to see it. So go purchase it now. It's ready, waiting, and available for you.
Yeah, and I also want to mention that, you know, it's going to take a few weeks before you get it for the earlier shipments, but you will get it. So
okay, that's okay.
I think people will be pleasantly surprised by it. I think there's a lot of really neat things in it. And, you know, I think there's a certain trust that we have for each other, a lot of the people in it, because we've worked with each other. And there's just this level of trust that was very good. You know, we had a big group scene at the end that could have been extremely – it could have been a really, really, really difficult and tiresome day, but it really worked out well. You know, we just used to...
Everyone was having fun, you know.
Yeah, we used to working together under very difficult circumstances, so...
Mm-hmm. So it was a way that you guys kind of got to, you know, just relax, and I guess, in a sense, and have fun with it, and and play different characters, and, I mean, far from what you normally would play on the soaps.
Well, I have to say, you know, and I've said this, and I'll say it on the air, but... I told this to Eileen when we were working together. Eileen, well, I just want to say, you know, props to Eileen. And she got the script, like, I think 48 hours before, maybe even less.
Yeah, just about.
And she came in and she did it, and she was amazing. And she had some really hardcore scenes the first day she came in.
But, you know, I've learned how to say, saying yes sometimes is just really an exciting thing to do. When Roger called me and he said, I know this is last minute, because Jill Larson was originally supposed to do the part, and I forgot why she couldn't do it, but and I didn't know if my schedule was going to allow for it, but it's just, you know, that little voice inside of me says, just say yes. Say yes and show up and just do it. And I'm really glad that I did.
Okay.
You know, Eileen, I just want to say, Eileen, I told her this on set, she was one of the best actresses I've ever worked with.
Oh, God, thank you.
We had a couple of scenes together in the film.
Yes, we did.
Yes, you did.
She was great, you know. She was
Thank you. I had a great time, actually. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
That was
okay,
a difficult scene that I had with you in your office. That was a difficult scene.
Yeah, well, you were great. You were really great.
Well, you all did very well.
That's the scene where I have way too much makeup on, so I do look
like Oh, please.
I had one scene that I had too much makeup on, too. And I knew, you know, I knew that the makeup artist had put too much makeup on me. It was my scene with Lev Gorn, and it's a shame because I think it was a good scene, and I just had way too much in the light, you know. And there's always going to be one where you just go, oh, God.
You still looked beautiful.
Oh, well.
Absolutely. So, Forbes and Eileen, I'm going to ask you guys to hang on for just a second because I have two more people I got to bring on. So don't go nowhere. I'm going to see who these are more cast members, so just stay tight. I'm bringing on area code 212. Who am I speaking with?
Jill, is that me?
Yeah.
That is you, darling. Hi, Jill.
Hello. Hi, Forbes. Hi, Eileen. How are you guys?
Good.
I've been enjoying listening to you. I couldn't figure out if I had sort of logged on correctly because I kept talking, but I thought, they don't hear me. I think I'm talking to myself here.
Well, Jill, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you were able to call in.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's a pleasure to join you all. So.
Anytime. So everybody's talking about your experiences with Gregory and the film Manhattanites. And although your part was a small part, it was a great part, and you did it perfect. And so tell us about that.
Well, I had been in contact with Gregory, and he had talked about wanting to do this film and so forth, and I think there was some other film prior to that, wasn't there, Gregory, that you had talked to me about, and it didn't work out, you were shooting in L.A., I can't remember, but for some reason, so we started talking about this one, and I was very interested, but then my mother became ill, and I just knew I was not going to know what my schedule was going to be and if I had to be in Minnesota and so forth. So there he called later and said, you know, we've got this little thing. Do you want to do this? And I said, oh, sure, that would be fun. Then I could sort of be a part of it for a day. And he said, well, it's just a woman and a thing. And I said, well, how about if I was blind? Could I be blind? And he said, sure, be anything you want. And, you know, directors don't say that to actors very often, and I'm afraid it's kind of a dangerous thing to say to someone like myself. But
no, that's amazing. We actually wrote the character for you.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, what a compliment. What a lovely compliment. But what a compliment to you, Gregory, that you did bring together all these wonderful actors, and I just heard Eileen talking about how I didn't realize that it was so much at the last minute that they brought you on, and God, that is a really courageous thing that you did.
All of us, Jill, wouldn't you say that people who do soaps are incredibly courageous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean,
definitely. I feel like every day is kind of walking the high wire.
Oh, it's scary.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, you guys are not only courageous, but you are also such icons to your fans, and that's why everyone supports you as much as they do. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go, what you're doing, as long as you have that fan base, they're going to follow you no matter where you go for the rest of your career.
That is a wonderful thing, isn't it? I think that really is true. And before I was ever in daytime, I had no understanding of the power and the loyalty, you know, the power of the medium and the loyalty of the fans. And just what a really intimate relationship it does sort of become over the years, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people who are in other, you know, parts of the business, you know, sometimes nighttime television, they don't have as direct contact as we do with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not at all. But you know what's really funny, too, is that when it gets offered to them, they shy away from it. I mean, doing this show with some people, you know, who is in, you know, nighttime television, it's kind of like, oh, I don't know. You know, they don't have as high of how should I say that, my listenership is not as highly rated when I do have them on the show compared to when I have you guys on the show.
Really?
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, Ted McGinley, Marsha Mason, zilch compared to the what the numbers that you guys bring in, honest to God.
Well, wow. I suppose if you think about it, we are on every single day. So in a way, our visibility is five times what the nighttime shows are.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, they say that people aren't watching as much during the day anymore, but
I don't. You see, but I think that people are DVRing us and watching, you know, on SoapNet, and I don't know if there's a way that they're calculating. I think the rating
as accurately as they, yeah.
Yes, I don't think they have the rating system as current as it should be or could be.
No, they certainly don't. Yeah, the Nielsen's ratings are not. It depends on how much your household makes, and that's what it's based on. So,
and from what I understand, and from what I understand on SoapNet, it's not counted.
It's not.
As it's not counted by being watched on SoapNet. It would have to be watched on ABC in order for it to be counted.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anybody that DVRs off of SoapNet or whatever, it's not being registered as they're actually watching the show.
Well gosh, no wonder they're losing advertising dollars then.
Yeah.
You know, if
they created a very interesting little monster with SoapNet because people actually, you know, I've been told by many, many people that they watch the show at 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Which is phenomenal.
True.
Which is really great.
I'm guilty of that myself, you know, because you know what? People don't want to DVR it off the daytime channels because whenever there's a news interruption, it gets interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And then there goes the show and you miss it anyway. So they do it off of SoapNet because it's not going to get interrupted.
Right.
You know, speaking of SoapNet, I do want to mention something. You know, we kind of pitched Manhattanites to SoapNet, and we were rejected because they were looking to do films that were not soap related, which was
They've been buying a lot of product, I think, from Canada. I don't know if SoapNet itself has enough money to totally
Forbes is home country.
yeah.
Booking my ticket back home.
Well,
yeah,
I know that Brian, not too long ago, put the kibosh in any more new programming for SoapNet. That's all been canceled, which is too bad. I think that soap talk show was very popular,
and I think it was very. I do think it was very popular, and I thought it was great.
I did too.
Spinoffs? Did he cancel all those as well? I mean, I thought they were really successful.
The spinoffs.
Which one?
The Night Shift and that.
Night Shift, I don't think, is coming back this year.
No, it's not.
And
the One Life spinoff or an All My Chunk spinoff?
Nope, none of them.
Nope.
None of them.
Did One Life ever have a spinoff?
I know that they were pitching ideas. I don't know. I don't know if any ever got picked up.
Yeah.
Well, let me interrupt you guys for just 1 second because we do have another caller from the film. Area code 323.
Hey, guys. It's Darrell.
Hey, Darrell.
Hi, Darrell.
Hi, Eileen. Hey, Forbes.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man.
Well, I just want to say something. You know, I'm gonna actually hang up because I don't think we have enough room on the call. I think you could only have a certain amount of callers, and so I want to out that wants to call. But I do want to say something quickly. You know, speaking of SoapNet and going back to the film Manhattanites, really, really important to get the word out there and let SoapNet know that you guys want to see the film on SoapNet.
On SoapNet.
Absolutely. Well, definitely, everybody go to ManhattanitesTheMovie.com to purchase the movie. But also, most of you I know are registered at the message boards on SoapNet, and that's where you have to voice your opinions because that's where they read it. So go over there and let them know that you want to see. I know I had posted a bunch of stuff about this a while back, when Gregory let me know that SoapNet actually rejected them, about getting the word out to SoapNet that you wanted to see your actual soap stars on SoapNet, because for crying out loud, that's still the name of the channel,
mm-hmm.
and that's what gave birth to it. So you know what? Support your own. You know what I mean? We don't really need to see Beyonce and all these other people. You know, that's what E! Entertainment's for and True Hollywood Story. We don't need all of that. SoapNet is supposed to be about the soaps. Soaps and only soaps. That's my opinion, and that's one that I do feel strongly about because I really don't see the purpose of showing me, you know, some stupid dead zombie movie on SoapNet. I really don't, when it's something that you can actually watch on TBS or some, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Get your soap people back on SoapNet where they belong. Go to SoapNet.com and voice your opinions. It's as simple as that. I mean, you all got big mouths. You've all been on my show many, many times. I'm talking to my listeners because I can say that. So go. You know, I mean, you're not shy. You know, stand up for your own. These are people that you want to see. You got Forbes on the line. Everybody's been dying for Forbes to be on something. And everybody's so excited that he was calling into the show tonight. The lines are actually blowing up because Forbes, and in the chat room, they're going crazy. Oh, it's so nice to hear his voice. I can picture him on my screen. You know, so these are your people. Yes, Forbes, that's what they're saying, and I'm telling you. You know I tell you the truth. These are your people. And Manhattanites consists of all these people in different ways, whether they're small parts or big parts. So get your word out. Get to SoapNet.com and let them know that you want to be, you know, you want your soap stars back on the channel. It belongs. Simple.
All right.
That's my opinion.
There you
go.
Well, if you want to see any of the actors in our film, don't forget, you know, besides waiting for SoapNet to pick it up, and hopefully they will, you can also buy it on the website, ManhattanitesTheMovie.com, and there's links and all that jazz where you can find the movie there. So.
And we all have Gregory to thank for that, who is working like a fiend. I mean, he sent out reminder emails to all of us at 3:30 a.m. his time this morning, you know, to make sure that we would...
I never sleep, Jill. He never sleeps because I'm up at that time. That's at like 6 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
And when and I see him, he's always on the computer. I know. He never sleeps, this guy.
No, he doesn't. I'm quite sure.
Well, I guess that's how he manages to produce all he does. So good for you,
there
Gregory.
There you go.
And really, congratulations that you've brought Manhattanites this far. You know, it's a very exciting time in terms of media in a way that that you can make a film like you did, really on a shoestring, not
right.
a you know Little Miss Sunshine shoestring, but a real shoestring, and and bring it to this place where people can, you know, go online and buy a copy of it. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It's as simple as that. Well, Gregory, anytime you need anything, all you have to do is give me a holler. Go enjoy the rest of your birthday while I chat up the rest of your cast.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Joanne.
Happy birthday, Gregory.
All right, Gregory. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Durrell.
Happy
thank you, all of you guys. And thanks for, you know, doing the show and helping get the word out. So, of course. Oh, make sure you buy a movie. So I'll
absolutely.
Talk to you later. Have fun on the show.
Okay, Gregory. Okay.
Bye.
So we have Darrell on the phone. Darrell from my hometown, Yonkers, New York. Oh, wait a minute. You're there, right? Okay. It was Gregory who hung up. So tell me about your experience with this movie and this cast of characters that we got on the phone here.
Wow, this was it was a great experience. We shot in the greatest city in the world, and then. Gregory, I was on the internet soap first, and Gregory said, "Oh, I'm bringing your character to the film." And he said, "Do you want to do it?" And I said, "Sure, I want to do it." And he said, "Yeah, we're gonna have, you know, all these actors that I wasn't familiar with all the work." And of course, I YouTubed everybody. Don't think I'm you guys are stalkers. So, you know, I researched everyone. And I said, "Wow." I said, "Wow, these people are." And then my mother watches all my children, so I was familiar with Jill, and then I said, "Wow, she's amazing." And then researched Eileen, I researched Forbes, I researched David, and everyone, and I was like, "Wow, this was a privilege to film." And then to get to watch everybody on set, you know, in their scenes, and I worked with almost everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a, you know, in a scene with them. So that was just great. It was a pleasure mm-hmm. working with such talented actors mm-hmm. and actresses.
He's a baby compared to everybody else. You're only 20.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, it was a while ago. It was my third film, I believe. Second film
mm-hmm.
at that time. Third feature. Yeah, and it was the first film I shot in New York. So it was a great, great first experience, you know, and I thank you guys for making, helping to make it.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Absolutely.
You're great. It's great.
Well, just everybody in the chat room's asking me who's talking. His name is Darrell Witt. He's an up-and-coming star who is in the film Manhattanites. Go to manhattanitesthemovie.com and purchase the film. And you get to read all about it. The website is for the movie is very informative. And, you know, I mean, look, I can only say it again. Go support your own. That's what I have to say. You know, we're all here. It's very important, especially now in this day and age, to support daytime actors and get the word out on SoapNet. You know, all of you that are on Twitter and Facebook and all that, go tweet it. Go put it out and let other people just go buy it. I mean, I don't care if they don't watch soaps or not. Just tell them to go ahead and buy the movie. It's a good movie. Go buy the movie.
Thank you, Joanne.
You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be about, you know, soaps. It's a movie. You know,
that
it's not a
right.
soap movie. It's a movie. But it just, for us, it just happens to have the people that we love in it and love to see
right.
every single day. But it's a movie. Go, you know, there's all these people who are movie fanatics and just love to see independent films. So, you know what? Go out there and put it on your Twitter and your Twitter and all these other things and get it out there, you know. Repost
and
people.
Joanne?
Yes, honey.
Another great thing about this film is all those characters, all the characters that you love, these actors for playing, you get to see them in a new light because almost all of them play a character that, you know, that's either vulnerable to what you're used to seeing them play. It's such a different they're in such a different light that it'll be so
right.
interesting and everybody, it's such an ensemble cast and everybody just shines through and they
it's a great ensemble piece. It truly is.
Every memorable characters and all the actors and actresses are in completely new lights that I'm sure their fans will definitely find interesting.
Absolutely. That's what I said. I mean, they are in a different light. I mean, Eileen doesn't play a lawyer. And well, I should say, Jill, you know, you're not too far off with Opal, but from your character. Not too far off, but you know what? That's what we love about you.
No,
you play it so well.
I actually played a character that had a college and beyond education, which I don't think I've ever done before.
Right. And Forbes, my friend Forbes, well, what the hell can I say about that?
Forbes is amazing.
And, you know, that's all I'll say. I don't want to embarrass you. But I know he's turning red on the other side of the phone, but that's okay.
I don't know what to input here.
That's all right. You don't have to. Just, you know what, speak, and people are just going, ooh, ah, in the chat room. That's all you got to do. People are just loving the fact they're hearing your voice, darling, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you sorely are missed. And it's as simple as that. I've told you that before. And you know what, Eileen, Jill, Darrell, if you don't mind for 1 second, I'm going to just focus on Forbes for 1 minute
sure.
real quick.
Go ahead, sure, of course.
Actually,
yes, Jill.
Joanne, would you mind, since my part of the movie was such a little blink of the eye, I've got to be at the studio at 7 tomorrow morning, and I've got a heavy load. So
okay.
I should really be kind of turning in, if that's all right. But I've so enjoyed being with all of you guys on the show tonight, and just so appreciate all your support and encouragement and loyalty to the movie. So
absolutely.
Thank you very, very much.
Anytime. And you listen, Jill, you're welcome back anytime. I don't care how small your part was in the movie because you're a big star to everybody else. So, you know, that listens. So anytime you're welcome back, you know that, definitely.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and I'll be happy to drop in anytime.
All right, sweetie.
All
you
right.
have a good one.
Good night, the rest
thank
of
you.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, good night. All right, now I'm focusing on you, Mr. Forbesy. What I'm going to do here is I'm bringing on your other girl here, Georgette.
Oh, Georgie Porgy.
Finally, good God.
Oh, well, this ain't about you, so just, you know, put a sock in it real quick.
No, I'm outside waiting, and it's freezing out, and it's raining. That's why I'm complaining.
Oh. All right, well,
that
stop complaining.
Florida girl. Complaining
okay,
to the
now,
cold again.
Yeah, well, you
I
know what?
I spoke too soon, Forbes. It rained today, damn it. I was in Central Park earlier, people watching
you know
with
what,
my
please,
Starbucks.
If you, like the weather, if you don't like the weather, wait an hour.
You know? Okay, so let's focus on Forbes real quick. Georgette, for everybody that doesn't know, is Forbes' official fan club president. And Forbes, why don't you make the announcement, and then Georgette can fill people in over the air, as Roxanne is doing on in the chat room.
Sending
so
the
ahead,
links
Forbes.
In the chat room.
Yeah, so Forbes, you tell everybody what this is all about.
Having been hidden in the mountain regions, the northern regions of New York for a year, I checked into a fan site the other day and read Forbes has disappeared! ! So Georgette is now in charge of bringing me back into appearance. Ooh, was that a horn? I heard traffic.
Georgette.
I can't keep him around here.
That's me outside. Yes.
Little piece
keep
of
talking.
New York came into
ADD.
The call.
ADD, keep talking.
Sorry, backtrack. Where am I? Georgette is my official fan club president. We're back and running. She's got a site up. Contrary to any claims or rumors, my previous fan club president has not been forwarding mail. So I apologize terribly if I've been completely off the map. But please get in contact with Georgette, and I'd love to hear from y'all.
And that's
Georgette,
it.
How they can do that.
George.
Hello?
You loser with that
speak
car
now.
Run by? Did the cab run
yes,
over?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
so Roxanne's
tell
on the chat. Roxanne's in the chat. We have a Facebook page now, and Forbes is going to be on the Facebook page every week, updating with, like, updates. And he wrote on there 3 or 4 days ago, I think, and he wrote a welcome back letter. And then there's the board. She probably also linked that, too.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to start being involved with the board if you can ever get that thing to work. And then we also, we're going to do an event, just not sure when and where, but we're working on that over the next couple weeks, and we'll have more information out. But the best thing to do is if you want to be on the mailing list or information about him, email me at forbesmarchfc@aol.com, and I can give you whatever information you want. Whether if you want to join the fan club or if you want to know about future events or stuff like that, and I can just add you on, and just it'll email you automatically.
You
all right, perfect. Perfect. So
and Roxanne, I think she's got on top of it. She has all the links on there because obviously I'm in New York City, so I can't be on the computer and on my phone at the same time because I don't have my laptop with me. So.
She's putting everything in as we are, and there'll be links for everything. And for I want to say it's great to have you back. Get your ass back in the saddle and get a friggin' job already so we could watch you on TV.
I know.
The whole attraction with this job was that I get to have a lot of fun, you know, get paid to do something that's a lot of fun, and then I get a whole bunch of time off. That was the whole kick with this. I took
well, there
a little
you go.
Time off, and everybody thinks I've, like, gone off to become a professional beekeeper or something. I don't know.
No,
right,
you know, you became a professional tomato grower, and I, you know.
That's what I was going to say.
That's right.
Tomato distributor.
I moved on to strawberries this year.
Oh, okay. Well, you better send me some. But anyhow, you want to see Forbes. Right now, the closest you're going to get to it is by going to ManhattanitesTheMovie.com, purchase the movie, and you will definitely, definitely see him on that movie. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Will you
Let
see
me
him?
Tell you, it's hot. Love it.
Okay,
I
so go
saw
buy
it.
The movie. Okay, Forbes, I'm going to let you go, and Georgette, and I'm going to talk to Eileen and Darrell. And look, I can only say it again, buy the movie, ManhattanitesTheMovie.com, if you want to see Forbes in something right now, as well as your other daytime faves.
Bye, Joanne. Call me later. Bye, Forbes.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks
Forbes,
so much for having me.
Forbes, I love you, darling. Anytime, make sure you keep me in the loop.
Will do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes,
all
Forbes.
Right.
I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Yes, yes. So we have Darrell and Eileen still with us.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to take a caller, Eileen?
Sure.
Okay. Darrell, wait till you get to do this stuff. This is going to be so freaking cool when the fans get to call in and start talking to you. Wait till they see this movie.
Okay.
Okay. This is 847. You're on the phone with Eileen Kristen and Darrell Witt.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanne. This is Rita. I'm so glad I made it back here in time to talk to all of you.
Okay.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, Eileen. How was it like branching out into something out of
Well, I've done a bunch of films.
I have to agree with Joanne. I mean, the daytime drama people, I don't think people even realize that you get to use so bigger a variety of your acting abilities. I'm sure this movie was made, well, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure this movie was made with a lot of, you know, thoughts, because it really sounds like you were able to do a lot of your acting abilities. You've been in a lot of...
I've done a bunch of little films. I've done a lot of theater stuff. It's not like I've just been doing soaps all my life. And also, I've been very, very lucky on all the soaps that I've done. I've actually really played characters that really I've had to stretch for. You know, it's not exactly like I've been playing myself. Every different project that you work on, you know, has another little facet of yourself that you're able to use. So it's not something that's so foreign to me, but doing another character. I just usually play characters that have very strange agendas and are sometimes not very well educated and are troubled. And this character really wasn't. She was really relatively straight-laced and found herself in the middle of a situation that she was not prepared for at all. When you find out that the man that you're in love with, that you're going to get married to, is having an affair and in very much in love with a man.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in that situation before, so it was very interesting.
Was that Forbes?
Yes, Forbes plays a gay character, and he steals Eileen's man.
Yes, he does.
That's
so funny.
I mean, and when I can help you out, Joanne, a little bit, you said, well, what do you have to say? Well, there's only one word for that. Forbes is versatile. Very, very versatile. I bet you that was fun playing him, seeing him in a different light. Because you were, you didn't get much of a chance to work with him on One Life, but you still worked, I guess.
Oh, I worked. We worked
your
together.
Your paths
a bit.
Came across.
Oh, no. We worked together.
You worked quite a bit.
For a while we did. And the scenes that we had were very interesting scenes, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have a question in the chat room. They're saying, did Eileen write this? They just came in, write this or produce it. She acted in it, and she was fabulous, as always. And I can't spell. I wrote act tread. Rita, hang on a second. I can't spell. she acted in it. And if you want to see what we're talking about, go to ManhattanitesTheMovie.com and purchase the film. That's the only place you could purchase it right now. And on the other line, I also have Darrell Witt, who also starred in the movie. Darrell, tell us about your character.
My character played a up-and-coming hip-hop artist who was trying to... get a deal. He was selling his tapes, and in conjunction with the theme of the movie, it was a coincidence that my character was tied to all of the other characters in the film, and I played sort of the narrator, I was at the helm of like the whole film. Like it's a my character was sporadic throughout
mm-hmm.
the film, and I think I represented I think my character represented the innocence as everybody's life was going in there. I brought light to any scene that, and I brought the heart out, and I brought like there was a scene where Eileen, she in the midst of all her drama, she stopped and she gave me money for the
mm-hmm.
tape that I was selling. So it brought mm-hmm. It happened with Forbes, and it happened. It gave the other characters redeemable qualities through my character.
You're
like
the one character that
the vessel.
Yeah, you're the one character also that somehow we all had a connection to.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So absolutely. I was more of a symbolic figure than actually
right.
a character. That
right.
makes sense. And they were all connected to me, and I showed them all in a redeemable light. You know, no matter what they were doing, no matter what they were
right.
going through. You know, so I think mm-hmm. I was more of a symbolic character than a actual key player.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, again, and this is your third feature film, Darrell?
That was my third. I'm on my
okay.
Sixth now.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, Darrell is an up-and-coming actor, and you spell your last name W-H-I-T-T?
I-T-T, yep, Darrell.
And it's D-E-R-R-E-L-L.
L-L,
okay.
Yep.
Go Google him and see his talents and see what he's got out there. And everybody, of course, knows Eileen is a fabulous, not only actress, but she's a singer and she writes music. And she's just like, you know, triple threat around there. She's a fantastic performer. So, you know, you guys always see when she has events, I always post it. And I do believe a lot of people do end up coming out there
yeah.
when they say you're going to be there in Prohibition.
I'll be doing the PAWS event at Prohibition
yes.
Next Wednesday.
May 13th, right?
A week from tonight. I'll just
mm-hmm.
be doing a couple of songs,
I mean,
but it's a great event.
Right.
It's really
great,
a cool event.
What'd you say, Darrell?
Eileen, your music is great. I think I heard one or two songs.
Oh, Eileen's? Yeah. I would love
yeah.
to see you in a film where you sing, you know,
yeah,
and you
like
just...
That would be
I
great.
I think that would be a great, great thing. That would be fantastic. But, yeah, PAWS is an event that is going to be at Prohibition, and I actually have a listener, Di, and... when you meet her at Prohibition, Eileen, she will be there. We call her Shy Die, and I'm going to tell her that's how she, because she is unbelievably shy. She never calls in. She only types in the chat room. But she just, she's been reposting for Giovanni and promoting heavily, heavily for this event. So I'm going to tell her to make sure she comes and sees you.
Please.
And we have Judy Manning, who just bought the DVD. She can't wait to see it. All right,
yeah.
Go ahead, Judy. Now, the rest of you get the hell out there and buy it. For crying out loud, go. I have one more caller, 3 minutes left, so let's make this one quick. Tony, say hi to Darrell and Eileen.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm keeping dry tonight because it's raining crazy out in Chicago tonight.
Oh.
Oh, man. Darrell, I know, Eileen, I know all about you and all about you and your little role in the show, in your movie. I know you had a great time doing it, and I know Darrell did, too. But is there any times that you had trouble with some scenes?
As in, were they too
yeah.
personal, or did they hit home, or do you mean
yeah, someone like that? Second? Yeah, 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 like that.
It's to me or Eileen?
Either one.
You go first, Darrell.
Oh, okay. No, actually, I look forward to all the scenes. They were pretty much no. I knew every scene was important to the grand. Scheme of things, the ultimate plot of the story that Gregory had written, and I knew that every scene was important. Every scene meant something because we had so many. There's so many characters in the film. That's why I said it's an amazing ensemble cast where every character is memorable, and I knew how important every scene was. So it was actually exciting to know that the next scene I shot tied into this huge plot that will somehow, it's a great twist at the end, and this huge plot that would somehow piece together to make the final product, which is Manhattanites, which turned out to be a great, great film. I love
mm-hmm.
the product. So it was just exciting, every single scene, and I had a blast.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, Tony, you got to make sure you get online and go buy the movie, ManhattanitesTheMovie.com.
Oh, no question, I'm going to be there. Come on.
Make sure you do that. So, everybody out there, make sure you check out Eileen Kristen at Prohibition next Wednesday, the 13th. Diane put the information in the chat room. Make sure you go check that out. And it's also on my Facebook, and it's all over Facebook. So just Google Prohibition in New York City, and you'll definitely see it. Darrell, when is your next film coming out? Do you know?
Our next film, we have a premiere on the 21st, May 21st. We have two.
What's
we
the
have
name
one,
of it?
This one is Intruders.
Oh, Intruders. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Intruders. Another one directed by Gregory J. Martin. So let's be on the lookout for that. Are you on Facebook, Darrell?
I am on Facebook. Darrell Witt,
okay.
D-E-R-R-E-L-L-W-H-I-T-T. Look me up and send me
and
a request.
And Eileen is also on Facebook. So everybody go check them out. There's also a Support Eileen Kristen fan page. Make sure you check that out on the Stardish Radio. And you know what? I love you guys. I love the movie. You're welcome anytime. Eileen, you're my girl. I love you to death.
Thank you.
And Darrell, I couldn't be more proud of you. Keep up the good work and keep me informed. Go buy the movie, ManhattanNightsTheMovie.com, and I will talk to you all next week from Megan Ward from General Hospital. And everybody, make sure you have a great night. Stay safe, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
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 Take care.
Bye,
hi, this is Eileen Kristen, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Forbes Amaris, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.